Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're back. Dustin Hawkinsmith with Greg Pickle. Continuing our look at National Signing Day, we're moving on from looking at Penn State specifically to the Big Ten and across the country. And it comes back to Penn State, Greg, because they're sitting there at number 4 in the national rankings on 24/7 Sports. They get a really talented 4-star offensive tackle in Rasheed Walker, who I think was a top 100 player in country. If not, he was very close to it, depending on what service you're looking at. USC surges late, unlike anybody else, to make the jump to number 4 on 24/7 Sports and knock Penn State. That Penn State did cling to that number 5 spot, which I wasn't sure was going to happen. But USC always seems to do this. Maybe not necessarily late, but what they do is they have, I think, 18 commitments in this class.
Yep.
13 are 4-stars and 5 are 5-stars. They don't have a single 3-star in their class. So there's nobody in the country, I think, who got better quality of players. They didn't get as many commits. You saw programs like Texas and others get more than 25.
Yeah.
And I think the reason is you can backdate those to previous classes, kids who enroll early. Penn State learned that lesson a few years ago when they needed to do that when they're going through sanctions. But for USC, boy, I think they get 2 5-star defensive backs, a 4-star linebacker, and a 4-star athlete all on National Signing Day.
Yep.
It's hard to fathom getting 4 guys at all on National Signing Day, 4 guys who are deciding late, let alone 4 guys like that.
Yeah. No, I just, when you look at some of the things that the top programs do, that is right there among the, you know, that's why when you look, and this is again why recruiting is part of winning championships, because when you get players like that, you're not just getting, I mean, look, no disrespect to players that are like 2 stars, 3 stars again, but you know what, but you're not, you're getting the cream of the crop almost always when you're in those conversations. So for them to get that kind of a haul, if they do make it into the college football playoff at some point over the next couple of years, those guys are going to have a major impact on it. And I think that the most impressive thing to me is the patience you have to wait out. You know, there's a lot of teams and coaches, I think, that would panic and say, well, what are we going to do if we don't get these guys? Because, you know, if, you know, there's probably plan B, plan C guys that they had considered taking, but said, nah, we're going to hold off and wait. And it worked out in their favor. But what if it didn't? Then what would they have done? The new signing period makes that hard, too, because a lot of your plan B and C guys that you maybe could have flipped at the last minute, they're already signed somewhere.
USC, it just amazes me that they ever cycle down.
Right.
Because they are at such a tremendous advantage. You cannot find a better combination of tradition and football and you looking cool in a USC uniform.
With the
weather and being so close to Los Angeles and all the Hollywood and all that stuff, the glitz and the glamour. And, you know, but somehow they have, and they are back in that national conversation. I think it's hard to stay in that national conversation year after year after year. But this is not the first time, nor will be the last, where they do so well. You know, 13 4-stars and 5 5-stars, that makes up your class.
Right.
It's pretty amazing to not have to, quote unquote, settle for a 3-star. Even a guy who is underrated as a 3-star. Penn State has 3-stars, and they really like their 3-stars. USC does not have to do that. Another program really, really on the upswing, Georgia. 4 of the top 12 players in the country. One of them was committed to Penn State once upon a time, Justin Fields, a quarterback. Yep. Which, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Jake Fromm was a freshman this year. He looked awfully good leading them to a national championship. That did not deter Justin Fields from staying in his home state. I think at the end of the day, if Penn State would have relocated its campus to Georgia, maybe they would have had a shot.
Yeah, right.
But at the end of the day, it was a strange fit. It was one that I think made Penn State fans uncomfortable from the beginning because of that distance. Justin Fields, I know, loved Penn State, wanted to stay there at one point in time. But when it started getting closer and closer and he started getting more and more attention from those schools close to him, and you can throw Florida State and Alabama and Florida all in that mix too, it was hard to keep him out of SEC territory, but he was just one part of that class. Four out of the top 12. They also have three out of the top 10 in the 19 class already too. At a time when not a lot of programs have a lot of commitments in 2019 anyway. Penn State has two overall. Georgia has three of the top 10.
They have nine January enrollees, Dustin. Nine, including two that are the best players at their position. Justin Fields, the quarterback, of course, and Zamir White, a running back from North Carolina, who's, of course, a five-star, number nine player in the country. I mean, just alone in their January enrollees, they have four top 20 players. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely insane. I mean, this class is one of the, I'm sorry, they have five. They also got a JUCO kid, a defensive tackle, Devontae Wyatt, who is number five nationally in the JUCO ranking. So, I mean, the rich just get richer. You look at this recruiting class, I don't know how they lose a game in the next 4 years. I don't. I mean, you look at the talent on their roster plus the you know, what they have. Coming in this recruiting class, they have the top offensive guard in the country, the number two cornerback in the country, the top outside linebacker, the number two outside linebacker. We already mentioned one running back. Well, they got the number two running back in the country. I'm sorry, the number three running back in the country. I mean, it's just, you go down the list, it's the top of the top of every single position. I mean, it's quite the haul. They're going to be a team to reckon with for years to come.
When you got a staff, you got a coach that kids will gravitate towards, you got a staff that's going to hustle, you got a program that's going to win games, that's going to be plenty for Georgia, because they don't even have to leave their state if they don't want to.
No.
They're so talent rich in the state of Georgia, and Georgia has just such a presence there and has always had a presence there. It's hard to get kids out of Georgia in the first place, but if Georgia's really running hot,
yeah,
it's really hard. It's damn near impossible to get a good Georgia player out of there.
No, it is. And, it, you know, there's not many states that get dominated, I would say, in recruiting anymore. I mean, all the Florida players go all over the place now. California kids don't go just to USC. I mean, there's not – Pennsylvania kids just don't go to Penn State. There's not a lot of states that are dominated by one school anymore. You're right, though. When the kids are in Georgia and they're good, they're not going anywhere but UGA. So, impressive run for them. And you're right, the 2019 class is even more ridiculous somehow.
And we'll see if Georgia keeps having – and this is the beauty of recruiting. The people who point to recruiting rankings don't mean anything. They're full of it. But at the same time, winning games with four- and five-star players is not – easy either. No. So you have some edges, you have some advantages, but at the same time, it doesn't take much to stumble along the way. Even five-star players lose their focus at some points in the season. I listen to the Keystone Kickoff Show, where we are maintaining our focus here, talking about National Signing Day from a national perspective and a Big Ten perspective too. One other note from a national outlook is Texas, number three in the 24/7 composite. They're in that mode now where it's Tom Herman's first real full cycle there. And they've got bodies. They've got 27 commits there. 17 of them are four stars. Two are five stars. The state of Texas, not quite on the level of Georgia, dominating Georgia, but the Texas does in Texas what Georgia does there too. They are the program, and I would not be surprised, you know, if this is the class that Tom Herman really needs to fill that cupboard up a little bit. He didn't have really a full cupboard his first year. They go 7-6. I don't think that should lose any luster there, because this is still a really good program, really good coach, and they could make a quick rebound.
They sure could, Dustin. You're absolutely right. I think that maybe not this coming year. I think they might still be a year away, but certainly they're getting close to having the roster the way they want it. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you're going to win just because you have the roster spread out the way you want it to. Just because you have your kind of players that fit your system in doesn't mean you're going to win, but they're getting close, and they're becoming a team to reckon with, and it looks like Texas A&M is maybe on a tiny bit of a downswing. So, I mean, they're primed in position to do it. You know, you look at Texas, like you said, 27. Texas A&M gets 23. Not that's the only school they compete against, but no five stars in that mix for Texas A&M. So, Texas won the battle this year. We'll see who wins it moving forward.
The Big Ten, Greg, this class in particular, it really establishes the haves and have-nots. I think you can get the job done in the Big Ten without necessarily owning recruiting, but Ohio State and Penn State did a much better job than anybody else. And usually Michigan is in that group too, but Michigan did not have a great cycle. They finished number 21 on 247 Sports. They have 19 commits, no five stars, 12 out of their 19 are three stars. Maybe Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing. But it seems to me to feed that, what's Michigan doing and where is Michigan going? Because I don't quite know yet. We could be proven wrong. But for Michigan to not be recruiting at a top five level in a class where really they didn't have huge space limitations here.
Right.
That was surprising. That was the most surprising thing.
It's a, no, I won't say a bad class, but it's certainly not what you come to expect from Jim Harbaugh and from Michigan, quite honestly. I mean, I don't know if they have coaches on that staff that aren't recruiting. I'm not sure what the deal is, but this is just not what you would come to expect. What, you know, from what everything that we know about Michigan, that we know about Jim Harbaugh, I mean, you look at this class and it's just, I mean, they got a kid from Germany. Not that he can't be good, but Michigan shouldn't need to go to Germany to get a defensive lineman. There's plenty of those they can get here in the United States. So, I mean, the whole thing's just very bizarre to me how poorly they did in this class. They do get a couple Texas kids, a couple Missouri kids. So they're obviously still able to recruit in a way that, you know, is national. But at the same time, Jim Harbaugh took his team to practice at IMG for spring drills. That didn't work out so well for them. He's taken them, you know, there's all this sideshow stuff that's going on. And you just wonder if it doesn't take away from the actual work of recruiting, which clearly has struggled in this cycle.
And I think that's the big thing that draws all this attention and criticism to Jim Harbaugh, is he's doing all the look at me stuff. And you need to win bigger if you're doing that.
Right.
Nebraska's sitting there, I think, at number 22. But how good of a hire is Scott Frost? Because they closed late when it looks like things could have really unraveled. Frost comes in with his staff, and they more than stabilized the ship. They got, I think, 24 commitments in this class.
Yep.
And made the most of it late. And I'll say it, that they are so important to the overall health of the Big Ten to have somebody to rival Wisconsin. Now, right, you have to be realistic about where they are in 2018. Scott Frost did an unbelievable job at UCF last season, national champions, depending on who you ask. And there could be some quick transition here, but I wouldn't expect it right away. You can see that the guy can recruit, though. And if you need somebody, some young energy to recruit in Nebraska, because you are landlocked, you need to be able to go to other parts and get talent.
They're going to be good. They really are. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I know people are probably sick of hearing the Scott Frost, you know, this, or that, and the other thing. But I'll tell you what, when you look at what he's able to do in a short amount of time, it just makes you wonder what he's going to be able to accomplish over the long term at Nebraska. And I agree with you. Somebody has to step up and play against these guys in the big, and play against Wisconsin in the Big Ten West, because right now, fairly or unfairly, they're not getting the look that other teams get for the playoff spot, undefeated or not, because of what they play over there.
All right, that's it for us here in the third quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've talked a lot about National Signing Day and Penn State recruiting. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some Penn State wrestling. Another big win for the Lions at Bryce Jordan Center. They beat number 3 Iowa this past weekend. Brandon Pelter will talk to us all about that. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.